Well, tonight, I've entitled my teaching, Can You Cook? And those at the table here are saying, yes, they can cook. But one of the reasons that they can cook is because they've been trained. Somebody has instructed them, right? Or, to quote an old saying, I don't know whoever said it, if you can read, you can cook. Are you hearing me, George? If you can read, you can cook. If you can follow the directions, you can cook. And some of us over time have probably been driving somewhere, and lo and behold, we got lost. We took a wrong turn somewhere along the line, and some of us guys tell others who are trying to give us further instruction on how to get somewhere. We say, I know exactly where I'm going, so thanks, but no thanks. Fortunately, in today's world, we have Google Maps, and we have Waze, and a variety of other things. We used to reference Thomas Brother Maps. Fortunately, we don't really have to do that anymore. And so, you know, can you follow the directions? And the question, you know, is that written instructions in whatever item we are trying to assemble, and certainly by now, you know, we can access a lot of different sources of information that give us precise directions when we are driving, when we're cooking, when we're making something. Vicki Reeves makes these unbelievable sewing things. Is it crocheting?
Crocheting.
Just absolutely gorgeous. So kudos to you, Vicki. And others of you who do so many wonderful things. You can apply it to anything. The printing press. Real estate. Window cleaning. I mean, you can fill in the blank. Somewhere, someplace, somebody taught you. And even if you just watch a YouTube video about it, you're still receiving instruction. You're receiving input. In how to do something. And so directions are really instructions for doing something or for reaching a place. And instructions are detailed information telling how something should be done, operated or assembled. They teach you how to do something or use something. And I know in the next few days, Mike and I are going to be assembling something. The instructions say it takes about 2.5 hours, so we'll see. But I put things together before, even following the directions, and ended up taking it back apart again because one little piece or one little bolt was in the wrong spot. Or somebody says, I should have read the instructions. You know, do we have any instructions for this thing? Because they tell you how to do something. Well, as you can imagine, in the Bible, there are quite a few verses that speak about being instructed. And so we're going to take a quick look at five of those, starting at Proverbs chapter 1. Proverbs chapter 1. So remember that. Instructions, it's detailed information telling you how something should be done. And they teach you how to do something or use something. Every human being who's alive on this planet Earth and listening to this teaching knows exactly what I'm talking about. And many people have tried to follow instructions, have directions about cooking, and it didn't work for them. And they say later, as they taste it or serving it to others, that didn't work well. But Scripture is something that we can really rely on and really trust in. And in Proverbs chapter 1, verse 7, read it here from the New King James, says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. Those are people who don't want to be told what to do. They don't want to listen. They don't want to be directed. They don't want to be instructed. And yes, we have the written word to teach us and instruct us, and we have the Spirit of God within us to teach us and instruct us and help us. That God is working with us, to willing to do with his good pleasure. And I guess one of the most common questions sometimes can be, Father, what should I do? And maybe the first question to be asked is, Father, what's going on here? Give me your perspective and your thoughts on it. Anyway, moving on, Proverbs chapter 16. Let's stay here for at least one more verse. Proverbs 16, reading in verse 20. Yeah. I think the King James may read differently, but the New King James Version says, he who heeds the word wisely will find good, and whoever trusts in the Lord, happy is he. Another translation says, those who listen to instruction prosper. So, I mean, throughout God's word, we're looking at just a very limited number of verses here. Instruction in the ways of things of God is a very, very good thing. And thank God for men like Dr. Wendell. Thank God for men like Ken Petty and others that we've had so much great exposure to help us learn the doctrine and the practice of the word. Remember for 2 Timothy 3:16, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for what? Reproof, correction, for what? Instruction in righteousness, for instructing, learning how to live rightly. Okay, let's go on to Psalm 32. And in verse 8. And what's that say, Vicki?
I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will guide you with my eyes.
Yeah, there you go. So you can take that one to the bank. That's a promise of God. And he's telling us, he'll instruct us. He'll teach us in the way we should go. I'll guide you with my eyes. I'll be there. Like we, those manifestations, everything we always study, talk about, everything. Trusting God and having a willing heart and a desire to really walk with God, because he only has our good in mind. He only really wants good for us. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Okay, let's look at, the next verse. Let's see. Page 2. Here we go. Proverbs. Well, back to Proverbs. Yeah, Proverbs is just so full of things that God would have us to know. And you know what that is then? Instruction. It's teaching. It's learning for us, but it's wisdom. Being instructed in wisdom is just so awesome. So in Proverbs chapter 8,
listen to me, my children, for blessed are those who keep my ways. Then, verse 33, hear instruction and what? Be wise. Do not disdain it. In other words, do not resist it. Do not push it away. Hear the instruction and be wise. Don't push it away. You remember that other verse in Proverbs where it says, fools despise instruction. Okay, we want to be those who are meekly instructed. You know, another word for meekness is coachability. We want to be meek to one another, but first and foremost, we want to be meek to God and the things of God and implementing those things that are going to be in our best interest. All right, Romans 15:14. This is number 5. I told you I was only going to do 5. And pretty much I'm sticking with that. Except for the other ones I put in. Romans 15:14. Yeah. Well, Romans 15:14. Now I myself am confident concerning you, my brethren, that you also are full of goodness, filled with all knowledge, able to admonish one another. And another word for admonish, instruct. We have to be meek as well to each other when possibly we're looking for a little bit more substance to the things that we're involved in or a decision we're trying to make, and we're just maybe not hearing from God as clearly as we would like to. So there are others in the body of Christ that we can trust and reach out to and kind of bear our souls to and that sort of thing. And it's probably in our best interest that, to receive instruction from others. Mm-hmm. You know, it says there's safety in a multitude of counselors. Mm-hmm. There's wisdom in receiving instruction from others, but we have to have a meekness to us. You know, we don't just go around telling people what to do, but when the opportunities exist and there's a desire on the part of someone else to want to be instructed and taught, then voila, I mean, that's an open door and it's a good thing. So Paul says here, I'm confident concerning you, brethren, that you are also all full of goodness, filled with all knowledge, able to instruct one another. So I guess the bottom line in all of this, and not so much can you cook, George, but or don't get lost, or listen to your wife when she's telling you which way to go, or whoever else it might be around, is that we have an openness and a meekness to the things of God and see the benefit and the profit of following the instruction of the Word. God is good. God is love. God is kind. He has everything going in our best interest. So kind of a rhetorical question, do you think it might be a wise thing to read the directions and follow the instructions? I think it'll help us to not have to repeat over and over and over again because we didn't follow the right way. Okay? I certainly think so. And I think we're all in agreement on that, right, Mike?
Yes.
Vicki?
Yeah. Yes, I understand it. I know the answer to who said that.
What?
If you can read, you can print.
Who?
Julia Child.
Julia Child. Well, hey.
That's going my
yeah, wow. All right, well, that made the recording, so this will be lasting into eternity or whatever.
That's right.
Anyway, bless you guys. It's always a joy to share. Again, I want to remind you, we're starting this foundational teaching series on Sunday, 10:30 Pacific time. On Sunday morning, there'll be a Facebook Live and free conference call and in person at the Liz Bell's home. Sunday at 10:30. Point Loma. It'll be Point Loma. Sorry. Point Loma on Sunday, and then free, and it'll also be a free conference call and on Facebook Live. But on Wednesday, it'll be only on free conference call, and that starts at 7 p.m. Pacific time as well. So all the times you're giving out are Pacific time. So 10:30 a.m. Pacific time and 7 p.m. Pacific time. And really looking forward to having a wonderful time in the Word. So what a blessing it is to be together and to have these opportunities to just share and instruct and teach. And I trust it falls on ears that they really have a desire to continue to grow in the walk with God. So Heavenly Father, thank you for this time again to be together, to love you, Father, and to share and to enjoy, and I pray, Father, that we have merry hearts as we go along our way, and that when the opportunities arise, that we can share the good news with others, love people, Father, beyond our human ability, and just to know that it's a work of your Spirit within us. And so we pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.